Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. Please make sure you take your time to go through all of the old episodes. And that's to all of you who have been listening to the podcast for a while, because there could be episodes that weren't relevant to you at the time that I launched them. And they more than likely will be relevant to something you're trying to work through right now. So take a minute, scroll through the previous episodes, pick something out that's relevant to where you're at right now. I've got my books behind me in my office, and very often I'll turn around and I'll look at one of the books and I think, that's relevant to where I'm at right now. And I'll open it and I'll find a chapter that's, and I almost am shocked that I didn't pick up something that was in the book when I read it the first time, because we only really are fully engaged when something is relevant to us, especially at a particular time. So, you know, with anything, make sure that you go over old books sometimes, look through the chapters, look at notes that you may have taken, because it's in a lot of cases when you go through stuff that you've not listened to or not read for a while, you'll always pick up some gems. Now, today's episode 124. I'm going to talk to you about a subject that, if you know me, if you've worked with me, if you've heard me speak before, you've heard me say distance to destination. It's a very important topic. How far are you away from where you want to be? And what I mean by that is not just how far away are you in terms of years. How far are you away in terms of what you need to know? And this is very, very important, because over the years, and you guys know I'm writing my new book, and as I'm going through it, I reference various stages of my career. But one of the early stages of my career, as I sat there and I said, I want to be regarded as one of the best trainers in my town. That was one of my first goals. And I said to myself, what do I need to know in order to position myself at that level? And then I had a distance to destination. I wasn't frustrated that I wasn't there, because I've always understood that if I commit to every single thing that's necessary to get me from A to B, in between A and B, there's a lot of things. I'm going to cover various different topics. We're going to talk about content creation today. We're going to talk about developing your physique, your body. We're going to talk about scaling your business. We're going to talk about getting more referrals, building your marketing, your financial frameworks. We're going to cover loads of different areas. And what we're going to do is we're going to just start breaking down each of these, because very often coaches will be frustrated. You know, you might be sitting there right now, so I want to get somewhere. I'm just not there. And I'll ask you this question. How much have you done that's going to get you there? I spoke to a coach earlier today and I said, you know, in the last 5 years, what have you done in terms of study? And he hadn't done anything. And I said, how can you expect to get to a destination if you've not done the things that's going to get you there? We all know that if you want to build a physique, if you want to build muscle, you can't sit at home and complain that you're not building muscle. You can't complain if you go to the gym and just lift weights. You've got to lift weights with purpose. You've got to be following your nutrition. You've got to learn more about nutrition. You've got to learn more about training. You might have to invest in a coach. You're going to have to commit a lot more time. And that's just kind of scraping the surface really of what's necessary to develop your physique. So develop a physique, I remember I said to myself, right, well, if I want to be reputable, if I want people to know who I am, if I want to be regarded for my physique, I got to do the work. And I was like, how long is this going to take? Now, I want to start by just looking at all the individual areas, because this concept of distance from destination is really, really going to help you map out how long it's going to take you to get somewhere, what is needed to get somewhere. You know, I put a post out recently about expertise. If you would like to have expertise status, if you want to be regarded for your craft, if you want people to approach you and ask your opinion, then it's not just about being in the industry a certain amount of time. It's having knowledge, credibility, showcasing results. And hey, if you haven't got those in 3 to 4 years' time, no one's going to be asking your opinion, because more than likely your business is going to look exactly the same. I speak to a lot of coaches on a day-to-day basis about content, about lead generation, getting more clients. And I say, when was the last time that you actually studied graphic design? Now, you guys know that my wife's a graphic designer. She builds websites for fitness professionals. And I sit down with her frequently and talk to her about fonts, talk to her about styles. I've done this over the years with graphic designers I've worked with. And I look at positioning of pictures on graphics, and I look at shading, and I look at the quality of images, and I look at the style of fonts and whether or not it's big enough, small enough. And I'm blown away every time I talk to her with what I didn't know before I started speaking to her. But I'm also quite impressed with, over the years, how many graphic designers, website developers I've spoken to and learnt from them over the years, which has now enabled us to improve. But you know, when I look at bringing the level of my content up to be regarded at the level that I wanted to be that I want to be regarded in the fitness industry, I know it's got to improve. So I want to give you some things to think about, because at the moment you're thinking, I want my content to be better, I want to get more clients, but you might not know what's needed to go from A to B, the distance from to destination. So if you want more clients, and you want to create better content, and you want to get better leads, and you want to get better engagement, guess what? Doing what you're doing today is not going to get you there. So here's some things to consider. If you want to increase your leads, increase your quality of your content, inside content creation, you've got to learn grammar, English. If you're not very good at grammar, if you're not very good at communication, if you're not very good at English, you're not going to write good content. So how long is it going to take you to learn grammar, learn how to write, learn communication, which actually is psychology? I've read many, many, many books on psychology. There's a great book on the psychology of persuasion, how you use persuasive language to encourage people to engage, to encourage people to buy. And I've learned a lot of it. The skill in writing is not just saying what you think. It's actually writing in a particular way that you are communicating and understanding the person at the other end of the message. So if you want to have better content, there's a distance here that you're going to have to go through. There's a journey you're going to have to go through. You're going to have to learn how to do better grammar, better English. I talk to trainers all the time. This is a gem for you right now, guys. If you really haven't done very well at school and done well at grammar, and you haven't studied psychology, and you haven't studied graphic design, and you've never ever worked with web developers, graphic designers, you are going to be at a disadvantage, because you'll want to improve, but you haven't got the skills. So in order to sit here and say, I want to get more lead generation, it's actually going to delay you getting two more clients if you've got to spend a certain amount of time improving your graphic design, your grammar, your writing, your communication skills. So then you'll say, okay, well, it's going to take me 3 to 6 months to get better at all these areas. Every time I do a post, I'm going to get better. But your lead generation is going to get better. So this distance from destination has to be broken down into all the individual components that you need to learn over the next 3, 4, 5 months, even shorter, to become better. And therefore, that would increase your lead generation. So I hope that gives you an insight. The distance from where you are now and where you want to get to has got individual components along the way that need to be met for you to get from A to B to C. I want to scale my business. I want more income. I want more money. I want to have more people working for me. Okay. But I'm not getting there. I'm not earning more money. I said, well, hold on a minute. Tell me this. The distance between where you are and where you want to get to, what's in between? Hard work. You know, I just need to make more money. No, not at all. You need to understand finance. How much do you understand about finance? Figures, tax, projections. Not a lot. Great. Well, you don't understand money. So you can't scale a business until you earn money. Understand money. Do you understand? Do you have spreadsheets for your own business? Do you understand your tax calculations? No. Do you have a forecast plan? Do you actually know how much you want to earn? No. But you want to scale a business, but you don't understand about money. So that's going to take us a while to learn. Would you agree? Yes. So we're not going to be able to get to scaling a business until you really understand money. Not properly. No, I get you. That makes sense. Okay, what about systems in place? Do you have systems for communicating with your customers? Do you have people that are managing aspects of your business? Because if you want to scale, it's going to mean you're going to be busier. So you're doing 35 sessions a week, or you've got 30 online clients, and you're busy. Yeah, but I want to earn more. But do you have the time? Not really, no. So we need to delegate some of the work. Yeah. Well, how are we going to find the right person? Can we break down the tasks that you're going to delegate? Have you got to teach that other person how to delegate the task? So I've got, you know, Tracy at M10 that is the operations director. We've got Dan that's the director of personal training. I've got my marketing director, Sarah. And we've got all these individual people that are doing individual jobs supporting me. But every single one of those people has had to learn their skill set from me, adapt with their own personalities, and take on the responsibilities in those new roles. So that takes time. So initially, you've got to think, well, who's the person I've got to delegate? You know, I originally had a secretary, an admin, and had to train that person up. So that slowed me up a little bit of time. Okay. Time management, business, just fundamentals of the business and operations. If you want to scale your business, you can't do that unless you understand everything that's required to run a business. So the distance from destination is going to be delayed because everything in between where you are now and where you want to get to, you don't know yet. I hope that makes sense. So this is what's really important. I was talking to somebody today about mentoring. I was talking to somebody about having a vision and being further ahead than you, somebody that can actually turn around to you and go, right, this is where you want to get to. Let me tell you what you need to do in order to do that. You need to build a framework. My mastermind, incidentally, starts January the 17th. If you'd like to be mentored by me, go through my mastermind process for 6 months. Want to learn more about it? Click the link in my bio, in my Instagram page, Mark Coles M10. You'll learn everything about the mastermind. We're going to cover it at length on the podcast today. We've got a lot to cover. But if you want to be mentored by me, work in a group, 6 months, build your business, build your brand, go through a lot of the systems that I'm talking about in today's episode, incidentally, the distance and destination, just go to the link in my bio, Business Mastermind, and you'll learn everything on that page. But looking at a business systems, and being able to say, right, what does that person need? I'll give you an example. If you're a coach and you want to get your clients in shape, and your client comes in and says, I want to get from A to B, you will look at all the areas that person, so let's say somebody wants to squat, and you'll go, to be honest with you, left and right legs, not in balance, glutes, not very strong. What I'm going to have to do is take you through a phase of single leg, get your quad stronger, your glutes stronger, hamstrings and knee flexion a lot stronger, and then we can start bringing you back together and being able to do things like a squat. Oh, well, how long is that going to take? Well, it'll probably take about 10 weeks. More than likely going to take about 10 weeks. So it's going to take me 3 months probably before I'm properly going to squat and get strong squatting. Yeah. But that's the distance to the destination. That's how long it's going to take. But in between that, we've got to do your nutrition. We've got to get your recovery spot on. We've got to work at training intensities, all at these lower level, single leg, unilateral work. And then we're going to bring everything together. The person that you're working has a roadmap. They know where they're going to go. But as a coach, what you've done, and you should do this as a coach, you write down everything, identify every single thing that's a component of what that person needs. to my left here in my office, I have a whiteboard, and I've got so many things written down for my content where I talk to you about professional standards, systems, marketing, social media, online coaching. There's so many things written down here that I look at all the different areas that you guys need to know. And at the moment, a lot of you want to get somewhere. And if I said to you, do me a favor, write a list down of every single thing that needs to be done in order for you from get to A to B, to get to your destination. Have you done them? If you want to be able to build your own physique, have you had a coach? No. Have you studied the right nutrition? No. Have you looked into the type of training that you need to do to bring your chest up? No. I'm just keep training chest. Great. Well, you're not going to get there because you're just going to keep doing the same thing. There are things that need to be filled, gaps that need to be filled, knowledge that needs to be obtained to get to your destination. And also there's going to be time. So I want you to look at your business and say, where you are now as a professional coach, whether you're a personal trainer or an online coach, what is there that I don't know enough about right now? Write down A to B. Let's say you want to go from 20 clients to 100 clients from an online coaching perspective. You want to go from 15 to 35, 40 sessions of PT. What is there that I don't know enough about? What's filling the gaps between where you want to go to, where you are now, and where you want to get to? If you want to increase your income, say 2,000 to £5,000 a month or even higher, in that gap, there is something that you don't currently know. Now, from a mentoring perspective, something that I do all the time is I have the foresight to know what it is that you need. Therefore, you're looking at a gap that you can only fill partially. Somebody who's a forehead ahead of you can actually see what needs to fill the gaps. Now, your job is to say, I'm now going to commit to doing that. So I traveled the world. I went out and had mentors, went on courses, hired the course instructor, sat down, filled the gaps. What don't I know about my client? I didn't know enough about hypertrophy. Went away and studied hypertrophy. Didn't know about sleep and digestion. It was sleep and digestion that was going to help my client to progress. It was going to take me quite a long time to learn sleep and digestion. So all of these things within the gap, the void, they're the things that you actually need to learn more about. You know, let's have a look at coaches who achieve referrals. You know, I want to achieve more referrals. In 6 months' time, I want to have a full referral base. And I said, okay, in order for you to get more referrals, let's look at what's missing within your business. Quality of your content. Well, this goes back to creating content. If I'm not getting referrals, I'm not going to have people engaging with me and not talking to me. And therefore, they're not going to tell other people about the quality of my content. That needs to get better. But what about the results? What about the quality of the results? What about the deliverability? So if you want to go from A to B in terms of your reputation as a coach, be known as a top coach. What is there in between that you're missing? Well, my results aren't good enough. My professional standards are not good enough. And you need to be strong enough to say that they need to get better. And in this gap, all you're doing at all different stages, you're filling the dots. I talked about creation of content, grammar, writing, psychology, graphic design. You know, if you want to scale your business, money, systems, delegation, business, time management. You know, if you want to be a top physique coach and you want to be regarded for your physique, guess what? The distance from your destination is going to be delayed if you're not in incredible shape. And how long is it going to take to get incredible shape? Years. So then you have to be happy every single day, chipping away, doing what's necessary to take you closer to having the physique that's going to help you be regarded and helping you get the type of clients that you want and helping you progress your career. So think of it like this. There is somewhere where you are now, and if you write down your vision, as I've talked a lot, where do you want to get to? And the one thing you can't do is look at that destination and be frustrated that you're not there. You can't be frustrated that you're not at somewhere if you haven't completed the list of everything that's needed to be done. Now, 18 years into my career, there are still so many areas, so many, it's infinite, that I want to know, but I am so much further than I ever was when I was wanting to get to somewhere. So every time I want to get to the next step, I say, what is it that I don't know? Or who is it that I've got to go and speak to that's further ahead than me, that's actually achieved the thing that I want to achieve? And I ask them, I want to get from A to B. Where I'm at right now is A. You're more than likely at C, D, and E. I'm at B. I'm happy being at A at the moment, sorry. I want to get to B. Now, I've said to myself that I need to study this, this, this. What's your opinion? Well, you're missing out. This, this, this. Right. Now, here's the challenge to you. If people have told you over and over again, people more experienced than you, people are more knowledgeable than you, in their respective field, these are the things that you need to do. This is why when you go to a seminar, right, someone like myself or anybody educating you tells you what you need to learn to get yourself from A to B. And they say, look, if it's to do with mechanics, if it's to do with nutrition, here's the framework. Now, the framework I'm teaching you is what I've done, and you need to follow it if you want to achieve better results, better credibility in the industry. And you look 6-7 months down the line and you haven't done a thing, then your distance from destination is doubled, trebled, quadrupled. You can shorten the distance from destination from where you want to get to by filling the gaps. One of the things that's very, very important in the fitness industry to understand, and I speak to a lot of coaches, some people are fortunate enough throughout their childhood, early part of their life, to have incredible role models. Role models are people that teach you, inspire you, point you in the right direction of ways and means of you becoming better just as a person. Maybe sport. Every single one of you listening to today's episode of this podcast can do better. You are only knowledge and application away from being better. Guys, I started the fitness industry and I can promise you right now, I didn't think I could do anything. I thought, look, easy route, train people, be in the gym. And then I suddenly realized that I was in an environment that I was enjoying. And then I started to learn a little bit more. And when I learned a little bit more, I asked a few more questions, something that I never did at school. When I asked a few more questions, got some answers, I kept asking questions. And then when I got answers, I went away and studied the thing that they were telling me to study. And then I just put my head down and kept doing what people tell me. Fill your diary, get your results, learn more, apply what you're learning every single time. Charles Poliquin said, don't do another course until you've applied and seen that the thing that you've applied has helped your business move forward. Because here's the thing, if you study 1, 2, 3 courses back to back to back and you don't apply it all, 80% of what you've learned in the other two will just go out the window. Learn, apply it to your business, see the results, go and learn again. And this is the thing, you and I are no different. I said that in a post that I put out today. You're no different. We're no different. You're at a point in your career where you want to get from somewhere to somewhere, and all you've got to do is fill the dots. And I know that you can fill those dots and you can get to where you want to get to, but you've got to ask somebody. You've got to be brave enough to say, look, all I can see is this at the moment. I'm not getting anywhere at the pace that I want to get to. How do I fill the dots? And it's the coaches that ask the questions. It's the coaches that take the answers they get to the tough questions they ask, the vulnerability that they show themselves by saying, I'm going to open myself up and say, I want to get from A to B. And here's the thing, whether you were stupid at school or you thought you were stupid at school, whatever. Imagine what an amount of new knowledge in an area that you don't know, what would that do to the growth and development of your business? A huge amount. I'm surprised still to this day, the amount of stuff that I read, that if you'd sat me down at school and said, read that book, I'd have thrown it on the floor. I'd have tried to read it and nothing would go in. And now you read it, it stays in. You guys probably can relate to that. If you're in an industry where you're inspired and excited and motivated to learn more and do more, all you need to do is to find the bits that you don't know by asking the right people to fill the dots, and your business will move forward and you will be at the destination of where you want to get to, and then setting new goals and new targets for yourself very, very soon. So just remember, how far away are you from where you want to get to? You can shorten the distance by actually creating a list of everything you want to know. Graphic design, marketing, psychology, personal development, business, sales, money, English, grammar, personal training skills, your knowledge as a personal trainer, your coaching ability, branding. Here's just a snippet of what it is that you need to do to fill the gaps to get you from A to B. And if you're complaining that you're not at A to B, it's more than likely that you've not committed to filling those gaps. So I hope today's helpful. I hope you've understood a little bit more about distance from destination. And, you know, remember, learning is only good if you apply it. And there are a lot of coaches out there. This is why I'm so committed with my team in Nottingham to mentoring, to actually holding on to you and saying, you know, you need to do that. We're going to spend time doing that. Now, if mentoring is something you want to do, send me a DM. Say, look, can you get hold of me? Can you take my personal training skills? Can you take my business and actually show me what I need? Because when you ask the right questions, you get the answers from people that have been where you want to get to. And then it's up to you to put the work in. So I look forward to hearing from you. If you've got to this part of the podcast, remember there's 2 weeks before myself and Dan Smith present on the 9th and 10th of November our body transformation, coaching body transformation seminar and how to coach the general population client seminar. Day one is coaching general population clients. Day two is coaching the body transformation client. We're going to teach you the whole matrix system that we've created over the last 12 years at M10. And teach you the methods that we've used, we've both used, to get the level of results that we've got, or the portfolio that we've built. This could be filling the little dots in your distance to destination. Learn what I've gathered over 18 years, and then action it. Learn what Dan's learned over his last 12 years, and action it to grow your business. I look forward to seeing you there. Dan and I both look forward to seeing you. Have a great weekend. As always, please drop me a message. If this episode of the podcast has helped you in any way, I'd love to know. I'd love to connect with you. As always, I answer every single question that comes into my Instagram feed, into my inbox. So I look forward to hearing from you. Guys, have a fantastic weekend.